and welcome to PharmD Unscripted, where we inspire you, educate you, and guide you to write the prescription for your life. I am Dr. Bree.
And I am Dr. Laquita J.
We are your hosts of this lovely podcast. So, without further ado, let's get unscripted. Thank you for tuning in for yet another exciting episode of PharmD Unscripted. We have a very talented pharmapreneur joining us this week, Dr. Mary L. Washington. Dr. Mary.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the show. Dr. Mary L. Washington is a pharmacist, vocalist, musician, and entrepreneur from Augusta, Georgia. She holds a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry from the University of Georgia and a Doctorate of Pharmacy degree from the illustrious Hampton University.
Yes, right. Pirates.
Yes, go Pirates, the real HU. Dr. Washington has pharmacy practice experience in both retail and hospital industries. She currently practices as a part-time pharmacist at University Hospital and resides in Augusta, Georgia. Dr. Washington is the founder and CEO of Pharmtainment Productions, which was created to combine both her love of music and pharmacy. She is a vocalist, violinist, and pianist. She was recently featured in the Pharmacist, MSSIS, magazine. So welcome to the show, Dr. Washington.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi. We are really so excited to have you on the show today. We truly admire how you have incorporated your gifts and talents to birth Pharmtainment Productions. We want to take it back a few years and discuss what inspired you to pursue a career in pharmacy.
So what inspired me to go on a path to earn my career in pharmacy, it all started with my mother, well, my late mother now. As a child, I used to read the medications out to her on the bed, on her bedside, speaking to her, saying, okay, this is time to take your medication. This is what you're taking. This is how often you're taking it. And I'll take those pamphlets and read her the adverse effects, or I read them to myself to learn on my own. But I did not know at that time in my childhood, in that very moment, that that was I was naturally doing, which is basically an entryway into pharmacy. It didn't come to me until my mother and I went to Walmart and we met a pharmacist there. Every time my mother went there, she always came out, greeted my mama, and spoke to her, even spoke to her about her medications and all of that. And that in that moment that identified, okay, I would like to pursue pharmacy. Because as a kid, I just looked up to her in that moment. So after that, that's when I started to research. I was getting books. It was a book I remember. It was blue and white on the outside, or light blue and white. And it said careers in pharmacy. So I knew through my research in my childhood that there was a lot more avenues to take besides the traditional routes in pharmacy. But I was really inspired to go from there. And that's how I got into pharmacy.
Okay, sounds great. Mm-hmm. So I know you said that you had some experience in retail pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So how long did you spend in retail? And then what prompted you to leave?
Well, for retail as a pharmacist, I went right in after graduation. I graduated from Hampton University School of Pharmacy in 2015 and moved back to my hometown of Augusta, Georgia, and continued to work for 2015 until July of this year, 2019.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. And what prompted you to leave that position?
It's not necessarily what prompted me to leave the position. I was one of the pharmacists that was actually terminated or fired. And yes, with that turning point in my life, it blossomed into a lot of more things. That's why I say I feel a lot more better. My health is a lot more better. It's a lot less stress in my life. And it blossomed me to move into the entrepreneurial role as well.
Okay. So what did you like most and what did you like least in working in retail?
What I loved most about retail is the fact that I encounter individuals who don't necessarily understand their medications or what their MD would explain to them or the process of what is needing from them. If, for instance, if they have renal failure, what's the expectations of taking that medication, or even at that, the lab works, or why they're taking that medication. So taking on that responsibility and taking on that role to speak to these individuals and educate them really was a fulfillment to me in working in retail. Because like I said, it stemmed from me just being that child, yet again, on the bedside of my mother, giving her her shots, or educating her and telling her about her medications. And then I just go and research things. Well, that same opportunity was presented to me for me being a pharmacist in the retail setting to the individuals that come to my pharmacy. So that's what I really enjoyed about being in retail pharmacy. Of course, it may be unanimous as being a pharmacist, being in retail, of course, you have a tendency to put your self-health on the back burner. Anything that you desire to achieve, even like, for instance, my music or anything, because you'd be too exhausted to go and do anything outside of work, but to actually have some time to yourself to decompress and take away the stress or the thoughts of what's going on in your pharmacy, to have a break, at least a 30-minute break to yourself. It was hard. It was a challenge to actually do that when I was in retail, because it's not as if you can close down the pharmacy window. It is a difference when you do that versus, okay, I'm going to sit in this corner and try to have a break, or to at least sit down and kind of just woosah for a second before right. You get back up. And that is one I can say that is the most challenging aspect in most retail roles that you can experience in the big chain, particular retail pharmacy arena.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes, I totally agree. And it's something mm-hmm. you did that I just really admire. You were terminated from retail. However,
yes,
during this time, you birthed Pharmtainment Productions. I think that's mm-hmm. amazing, because sometimes people allow these adversity to seek into like depression, or, you know, especially when you have yep. placed your worth into that role, but you didn't. Mm-hmm. And what is, it's almost like, what was your thought process after being terminated?
You might find this interesting. And let's see if I can express this in a way that's understandable. Okay, when I was terminated, I wasn't even angry at the fact that I was terminated. Mm. I was more angry at how I was terminated. But it was always dawning on me that, hey, I don't think that this job is going to last. However, I was planning to continue that job, because in those moments, I did not see anything else. I work at a hospital, and the position I have, it is a part-time pharmacist position, and it wasn't really going anywhere for me to move into a role for full-time. But I was really planning to just remain in that position so, of course, I can pay off my student loan debt, so I can continue to pay off my mortgage and all of the necessities that I need in my life. So, like I said, to draw back to it, I really wasn't upset at the fact I was fired. I was more so upset at the process and how they did it, but not that. How I felt, yes, of course, I cried, I prayed, but to move to the next segment and how that actually started, the fire, it was a blessing in the termination. Because that same day and after that, I noticed I was one of the pharmacists. I had to take medications to go to work in order to cope. There were health conditions that was developing and getting worse that I was trying to manage and still go to work. And of course, at the same time, I was tucking away my dreams and my visions underneath a pillow just so I could say, okay, I need to go and make this nice income that I'm selling for in order to pay my bills. So in that aspect, I noticed how people were being introduced. It's just everything lined up. So that's why I say it was a blessing in the termination. Because after that, it was one person to the next and to the next and to the next. It's just everything started to line up, which walked me into actually becoming, hey, I'm going to start my own business as an entrepreneur, Pharmtainment Productions.
That's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely amazing.
Yes, it is amazing. And I think, too, it's kind of testing when it's like the saying of God got his hand on you and you were purpose mm-hmm. in pharmacy, but you thought you were going to be a traditional pharmacist, but God saw different. He said, no, mm-hmm. I didn't destine you to fit in. I predestined you to stand mm-hmm. out. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what you're doing. And I really admire that. So you didn't have a current time, like, you know, going through a ball of emotions. I know that true feeling, too. Mm-hmm. I, too, was terminated early on before I started practicing. I had just back history. 15, I lost my cousin. It was more like a brother to me. And grieving that, mm-hmm. then moving to a state that I didn't know anyone. Family was 16 hours away. And then the state, the area was so small-minded and limited that it really took a lot of my mental health to the point where mm-hmm. I would take the nap test and fail because I'm not mentally there. So it was such a blessing, like you, because mm-hmm. it allowed me to say, hey, do I even want to do pharmacy? Like, why do I want to do pharmacy? I knew I was going for the money. Like, that, if I'm honest, I have always wanted to be just for the money. So it's like, mm-hmm. Is this what I really need? Like, I needed that time to mm-hmm. to just get myself together. And life happened tremendously to the point where I was back in my parents' house because I couldn't afford mm-hmm. to take care of myself. It was just that, like, I guess, just my world turned upside down. But it was in that moment, I just kept seeing, like, I actually kind of got the taste of entrepreneurship during, like, my last year of pharmacy school. But then it's like, entrepreneurship, like, you know what, I don't need a job, I'm gonna create my own. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. So what was your interest in entrepreneurship, like, where did that come from, like, what it influenced you, how did that come about?
Of course, I was sitting on my couch one day and I was actually asking myself, what's next? And I remember going onto LinkedIn. I'm not sure what I was looking for. I cannot remember the actual details of my search. But you probably heard of her. She is on the cover of Pharmacist magazine. Her name is Dr. Jerika Dodd. And I came across her. And of course, crying and sobbing, because I literally was thinking about what's next, went and hit her up and went to one of her, seminars. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm sorry, seminars. Oh, no, okay. And that what really driven me to my next moment. She formulated that vision or the idea of the entrepreneurship. For me, it was more so of, okay, I'm trying to identify what's next. It is an opportunity for me to actually live out my dream and not having to wake up and sacrifice what I would like to do to just go and work into retail. With her guidance, it really led me into, and her inspiration, it just wasn't guidance. No. It was more so the inspirations, the encouragement, the things that she said she'll stay on with me in the late nights talking about life and just encouraging me, pretty much just speaking to the very essence of who is Mary Washington? Who is she? Mm-hmm. And really allowing me to really just do some soul searching for myself. And that's where it all began into that entrepreneur role. It was just, like I said, it was just how people would be placed in my life. It was like, it's something that you can't really touch, but you know that there are somebody's there that's just watching over you, just saying, hey, it's going to be okay. And one person to the next, just start to shine, just start to actually line up in my life.
That is a mm-hmm. blessing. And one thing that I also admire is that even though you had a position in retail, you still was working as a pharmacist in a hospital setting. So what are your duties and responsibilities in that setting? And how did mm-hmm. you kind of get into that? And what's your advice for a pharmacist mm-hmm. who's looking to get into a hospital role but hasn't completed a residency?
Well, of course, I am a pharmacist at University Hospital in Thompson, Georgia. And my primary role is, of course, the first thing I do, I review all patients in every unit in that hospital and try to identify any drug-drug interactions, into interventions, into therapy, the general roles that you would expect for a hospital pharmacist to do. I'm not a specialist pharmacist, such as anticoagulant pharmacist. I'm just a general inpatient pharmacist that looks at every individual in that hospital. The hospital is probably 50 to 70 bed max. So it's something that you can actually handle on your own when you, if you devise a system that you can go by. How did I get that position? It was a part-time PRN position that I was interested in. And what I did was, and I encourage this for any pharmacist, if you even do not have a residency, take the initiative. It's something that you really want. Take the initiative and reach out. Even if they say, oh, well, they don't encourage you to reach out to the hiring manager or to the director, go ahead and do so. I did that. And that's how I got that role. And I showed persistence and I was consistent as well.
Awesome. So now we want to talk about your baby, which is Farmtainment Productions. So what is your mission, your vision behind this business, and what services or goods do you offer? So just tell us a little bit more about this.
Okay, so Farmtainment Productions, it was generated because I'm skilled as a pharmacist, but I have a love and a passion for music that I've always tucked away for so many years. So I wanted to combine the two together, and that's what created Farmtainment, pharmacist, Farmtainment, entertainment. And my mission or vision in this business was to inspire a healthier community through seminars, whether I am the pharmacist educating individuals or entertainment, or I'm the pharmacist that's entertaining individuals, or I am the singer or the musician that they desire for their events, or just the event that I put together.
Okay.
So that's where Farmtainment came from.
You said something that I just have to just come back. I just can't move forward. You said that Dr. Dodd, I think her last name is Dodd, she spoke into
Dodd,
and you had to really dig deep in yourself. How was that process?
Oh my gosh, that process, it kept me up late nights. I was crying and just praying over it. It was a lot of soul searching. I had my journal I used to write in already, because that was one of the things she recommended, but I already had one. And I was just writing in and trying to figure out my life. And it was an emotional process. There's really no A to Z type of outline I can give to anyone or any individual of how I did it. It was just more so a prayer and just really focusing on Mary, just really focusing on me.
For me, I would say one of the lessons I learned very quickly, And it's you just never know how much it's a blessing in disguise. Because one thing I learned that if I would have became a licensed pharmacist in 2016, I would have got lost in the title, because that title would have defined Laquita, and that can't be, because I would have been full of pride, because I feel like because I have authority in that title, you have to respect me because. So it's such a blessing in disguise, because I'm so humble now and grateful for any opportunity I have in the pharmacy profession. Because I always been this type of person where I didn't want to be wrapped up in my title, and that experience allowed me to do just that and stick to my core values. So I just really want to say, I just really want to get our listeners to understand that I don't know what they're going through, because Walmart already laid off. Walgreens is carrying it off. Who knows if CVS will follow suit? But it's like you are a witness right now. Now is the time to start thinking about who you are and what legacy do you want to leave.
Right.
That is so, so true. I ended up leaving my position in retail, and it was a hard decision. I went into replaying things back in my mind, and really, you have to know who you are. You can't be so wrapped up in a job. And I think when you are in a position where you don't have that anymore, you truly see what it is that you really care about, that you're genuinely interested in, and you do have to find yourself. And you can't get so down and just say, oh my goodness, this is all the only thing I know how to do. I put my all into this. It's like you have to pivot and say, what is next? I love that when you said, what is next? You have to figure that out. So now is a great time to really start planning that. You know, no matter if you have a position, if you don't, So that is really important.
Yes, and this is a shameless plug, but that was one of the opening questions for a financial dieting. If what if that income you currently have, you no longer have, how will you survive? And I think we don't think about that at all. But get back to Farmtainment Productions. So music is an art that's greatly impact our lives. Like, it changes our mood as well as unite different cultures and races. So how has music allowed you to impact the health of others?
Well, of course, whenever anyone hears it, and it depends from a scientific aspect, as we know, music can regulate heartbeats, but it really soothes individuals, regardless of what is going on in their life. If it can be an inspirational song, and I'm stemming from this from even myself, that carries over to individuals whenever they hear me sing, it allows a moment that you can't really design, can't really describe, but it allows a moment for them to just be in that space for whoever it is, for themselves, and to transition in something that sometimes you just cannot understand, because that is that particular individual's story. That's that particular individual's moment or life story at that moment. So that's how I feel with music. I'm hoping to start to look at nursing home or skilled facilities and going into performing there. The reason why is because there is science behind music. We can speak on it even with the Alzheimer's, but I feel as though it could also transition lives there as well. And just for that moment, like I say, it's just in that moment. For just that moment when they're hearing something that, oh my gosh, I have a relationship with that song, because it takes me back to when I was sitting at the coffee table with my mama and my daddy or my sisters and my brothers. And I remember doing this, and it could bring them to a happy place. And that's why I say it transitions individuals, even if it's in that moment. And sometimes that transition can last, not from just that moment, but like that inspiration that says, okay, you know what? I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be all right. We're going to move on to the next step. Even if it just lasts for 2 days, that first or 3 days or even months or whatever the case may be. So that's how I see music impacting people. And we see it all the time with music and performances. You know, I don't want to take a stab at the beehive. But you know, but you know, it's not anything. But you know what? Think about it. Beyonce, she has millions of people across the world following her.
Yes.
Even if it's just like, yes, even if it's just living in that moment, like, oh my gosh, it's Beyonce. You know, not, but anyways, it does. It really transition people.
It does.
She's a complete diva. Yeah, it does.
Yes, exactly. See?
Beyonce,
and you feel like you could conquer the world.
Yes, I love Beyonce, okay? I am. And now I'm not a bullying member of the Beehive, but sis is in the Beehive, okay? Like, I love Beyonce. Okay. When I was on the run tour, too, like, I felt like I wasn't even, like, my spirit has just left my body. It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I definitely agree. That is beautiful. I love how you describe that, and music does transcend you. So what do you like most about being an entrepreneur, and what do you find to be the most challenging?
Number one, the freedom of saying that I have the opportunity to create anything I put my mind to. The freedom of I can create the hours at this moment that I would like to work. The freedom that I can say I can wake up instead of at 6 o'clock in the morning at 8 a.m. just to get things done. Now, with the entrepreneurship, you still have to be vigilant as well as dedicated to what you are developing. So it does sometimes require me to stay up late at night and sit back there and try to think of ideas and put things together. But that's what I love about the entrepreneurship. It is the freedom. And of course, I'm not stressed out as much as I was in the past. What are the challenges of being an entrepreneur? Of course, I can say that the pharmacy program will really get you ready to be the business aspect. You're not really actually having that business outline of how to handle that. So of course, that is the challenge where you have to take on and say, okay, now I have this opportunity. Now I have to really look at the business side and research it and see how you're going to implement whatever it is. And what I mean about the business, of course, you have the money aspect. But when you think about a business, the business just don't have just the money. There are SOPs or standard operating procedures that you would like to develop, even as an entrepreneur. And I do highly encourage that. So the things that you are doing, you want to write them out and store it somewhere. Because one day, if your business continues to grow, you're going to want to hire an administrator. And how are you going to train that individual? Well, this is your business and you have that tool there that gives you somewhere to start. So I would say that is one of the challenges with being an entrepreneur, because anybody can create an idea and we can go out and just run with it. But if you really wanted to try to grow and really to be successful, you take that business and you try to design an outline for it, design some sort of system to keep it operating. And that system is ever changing. It's not something you're going to stick with.
Okay, awesome.
I do agree with you with that, because I am as well an entrepreneur. I have more things coming in 2020. Mm-hmm. But it's the thing of you have to know the foundation of it. And I always think, and you said something, because I'm sorry, you said something that it was an article I actually read. Like, I think it came out last year, and it was an article about why pharmacists are horrible entrepreneurs. And it's also a thing of, because we're drilled in pharmacy school, is if you make a mistake, someone dies. But yep. Entrepreneurship is the opposite. When you make a mistake, mm-hmm. it's an opportunity for learning at all yes. times. And mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the one of the biggest things. You have to know how to challenge yourself and challenge your mind. And you also have to have that foundation, as you mentioned. You really have to have that foundation of everything. So I stalked you a little bit, and I came across your YouTube video, and I saw that you uh-huh. recently had a community health fair.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yes. I talked you a little bit. I got yes. you. Why is it so important to be involved in the community, mm-hmm. but and also why pharmacists should be involved in the community?
Ooh, yes, yes, okay. That opportunity, like I said, he was one of the persons that reached out to me, and I said yes. Beforehand, even before I started to work in retail, I wanted to get involved with the community, but that took up time. But this opportunity was different. It was stemmed from, of course, his mother, I'm going to say that individual, having cancer and being a cancer survivor and educating individuals regarding that, and did especially our men, and getting tested, getting screened, talking to your doctors about it. And one of the aspects is having a pharmacist there is that we can actually educate them, educate the community, and allow them to ask us questions at a more free forum event.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you so much, Dr. Washington, for joining us this week. It was a pleasure talking with you. At the end of our show, we have our jewel of the day, which is an inspirational quote, advice that has helped you in your life, our food for thought. So, Dr. Washington, can you share your jewel?
Okay. My jewel for today is, God allowed many twists and turns along the way. God had a purpose tied to the delays. He knows what works best for each of us. So I know as pharmacists, we are wanting to continue to get up, go to work, make that money, to do whatever we desire with it. But sometimes you have a vision that was placed on you that was meant for you to carry out, and you have buried it for too long. Sometimes you just listen to that and just go ahead and take your chance and try to achieve that. Whatever that vision could be. And don't discount the fact that, hey, you are a pharmacist, I'm going to lose my skills. You will not.
You better come up with that word, Dr. Washington.
Yes. Thank you for that beautiful and purposeful jewel. And can you please tell our listeners how they can find and connect with you?
Yes. Farmtainment Productions can be found. You can like and follow us on Facebook. I can be found on LinkedIn. as well as Instagram. That's Farmtainment Productions. Farmtainment Productions also have a YouTube page that you may go and check out. And don't forget to subscribe so you can get any additional information or updates on what's coming from Farmtainment Productions.
So that's the end of our show. Before we go, remember that sharing is caring. So share this podcast with a friend or a colleague. Follow us on our social media platforms of Facebook and Instagram at FarmD Unscripted so you can interact with us, leave feedback, share your stories, and all that goodness that social media has to offer. Until next time, we will see you later.